Yeah. Well, you guys are talking about the rain here. It looks like we'll practice inside today. A couple of reasons. Because of the weather, and then, of course, you know, we work crowd noise, and so that noise will be a little intensified in there. Remembering back to last year when we played in Indianapolis, it can be loud in there. And so we'll, typical of Thursdays when we play on the road, we work with the crowd noise, and so we'll be inside. But other than that, I'm sure you've got things you're wondering about, and I'll take your questions.
Trent Richardson, will he be able to do a little bit more than yesterday today?
Well, he practiced yesterday, and so he'll be out there. Yeah.
Hey, Pat, Mathis and Freeney, are they any different in the 3-4 than they were in that 4-3, or do they still use them pretty much the same?
Well, they've got them in a role where they stand up a little more than they're used to in their old 4-3 scheme, but they play a lot of four-man front, especially when they get to nickel situations where it's very obvious that those two guys can still pass rush.
At the end of the day, you mentioned that you've seen the light go on for Josh Gordon. Could you just elaborate on that? What are you seeing on him? Obviously, the production is up, but what else are you seeing out of Josh that makes you say that?
Well, I think the light's going on. You know, I think he's making improvements. And I think I make that comment based on what I see all week long, based on how I see him function in the building, based on the way I see him function in meetings, and then how he's practicing more up to mine and our standards. And I think those are all the things you need to see, in my opinion, before a guy can go out on the field and have success. And so his success the last 2 weeks has kind of validated that process in my mind. And so the key now is for him to just continue with that.
Not necessarily for him, but is it shocking to some young kids coming into the league on what it takes to be a pro?
Well, they need to learn it. I frequently use the word grind, and that really is what happens when you work through your weeks. You grind through them. You know, there's a lot going on mentally. There's a lot going on physically. And then when all the conversation starts, there can be a lot going on emotionally. And so they got to learn how to deal with that and then prepare themselves to play the next game better than the one before. And it can be a taxing process for guys that have never had to really go through it.
Mo and Travis working their way back here. Could you touch on some of the healthy competition that could really develop at that position? You've had a couple of guys step up in their absence the last couple of weeks, and obviously now guys are going to be competing here for touches.
Well, I think, we've had a different lineup at receiver here as we've gone along. That hasn't been a consistent crew. I think that's fair to say. And if you're a guy that you think you're a starter and you're standing there watching for whatever reason and you see your backup or your role player in there making plays, you should get a little anxious about it. You know, I think what's important is that, you know, when you have the next man up theory, and we're going to play the guys that are going to produce. Some of what you're talking about kind of goes without saying. You know, it gets competitive. If a young guy that hasn't had an opportunity gets in there and makes some plays, I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, when a guy such as Gordon is still trying to figure out the whole thing, mm-hmm. has a couple good games, have you ever kind of a danger of maybe forgetting that all the work it took those couple of weeks to, you know, to be that good? Is there a way to make sure they stay on top of that?
That's what the coaches are for. We're constantly reminding guys about the process of getting ready to play on Sunday. And if you improve the process each week, I firmly believe it'll be validated by how you play. Now, of course, you have to go in and make the plays. That's the second most important part of it once you get past the preparation to do it.
Is Buster going to be on Reggie Wayne? I guess he's a slot guy. Is that like a different assignment, different type player than he's gone against?
No, Reggie, you'll see Reggie everywhere. You know, we talked yesterday about how Andrew Luck throws to him quite a bit. So they move him around. They try to pop him open in different concepts. And so there's a chance we could have different corners covering him depending on how he lines up.
Now, how would you describe him? Obviously, he's played forever, and he doesn't. Well, what makes him so special?
Well, he's got a feel for the position. I've always thought he was an outstanding route runner. He can make those defining catches, you know, those tough catches that make you say this is one of the best guys. And I think he's found a way to find a connection with a new quarterback, which he's one of the most veteran players in that organization. And so it's a credit to him. It's a credit to him that he's getting production. And he's kind of having to play the game a little differently than he was used to for all those years with Peyton running the show.
Could you run through the different ways at this early stage of his development, how he challenges the defense?
Well, he has size, number one. You know, I think he can run, which, you know, is the threat that most defenses, they're most worried about you getting behind them. And then, you know, he's displayed at times the ability to catch the football even when he's got somebody close in coverage. So the big challenge for all rookie receivers is defeating bump and run. You know, so instead of worrying about covering you down the field, they try to jam you up at the line. And so he needs to continue to work on that.
Less cushion being given to him, or do you anticipate that the defenses are going to have to give him less cushion because he's beating some guys deep now?
Situation dictates sometimes, and where he's lined up dictates sometimes the type of cushion you get. And that's the little game that we as coaches play. You know, you want all your receivers to get a free run off the line of scrimmage. You know, that's not real, though. We know that.
He's still in some pain, you know, working through it. He thinks he should be able to play Sunday.
If he
is in pain on Sunday, would you consider splitting carries between him and Hardesty and playing that workload?
We're going to see who's up on Sunday, and they're going to play. No, I think Trent wants to play.
But would he play? Is there a possibility he could play in a limited capacity, or if he's going, is he full go?
I think you've seen us, you know, and again, I'm not avoiding the question, but I think you've seen us play multiple backs like we did the other day with Monterio and then Chris. And so, you know, he's our starting running back. Ideally, you'd like to see him play the highest percentage of the snaps, first, second, third down, backed up, going in, short yardage. You'd want him to be the main guy. And then we'll just get a feel for the flow of the game. And I trust those other guys behind him to go in there and do what they got to do.
Wearing that flak jacket to protect his ribs and all, is it difficult to be at 100% when you're wearing that thing? Or
no, this is space age design stuff, you know. He's wearing something that's bulletproof. He told me he thought he already was. Now he's got to wear something to make it happen, you know. So they make it now where it's, you know, I don't think it'll bind him up too much.
How Schwartz has been playing.
Well, you know what's interesting about that? Offensive lines at times tend to be, and this sounds cliche, but, you know, the engines of your car. When the car starts and runs, you don't think about it or say much about it. Not much of note happening there other than the fact that I think he's improved each week. You know, and the last couple of weeks we haven't talked about his progress, but I see improvement in his run blocking as well as his pass protection. And, again, he's a smart guy that's played a lot of football, and he's getting a feel for this just like all the other rookies in there. And I'm pretty pleased with where he's at.
Thought about him for a while. So.
It's raining today. If your cars didn't start, you'd be awful upset, wouldn't you?
I was talking to some of the linemen yesterday about the batted down passes and some of the things that they have to do to try to combat that, because a lot of it is on them, obviously.
Well, some of it is, yeah. I'm glad they're taking, when you talk to linemen, I'm glad they take most of the blame. When you talk to the quarterback, he should take most of the blame. It's just like when I was playing center back at Michigan State and you had a fumbled snap. I had to deal with the quarterback that I would say it was my fault, and then he would say it was his fault, and then and what's the coach say? You know, just get it right. And I think that's the type of unselfish, you know, acceptance of blame that you want. And then just like sacks, just like bad plays in offenses that aren't coordinated or plays that aren't coordinated, it's a combination of things. Quarterback's got to throw in lanes. There's times on three-step drops where we got to maybe cut the guy to get their hands down. So it's a combination of things. And when they all kind of accept blame for it, and then I'll put myself in there, maybe we do different things, then you find an answer.
Is that a difficult thing from the lineman's perspective, in the fact that his back is to the quarterback? In other words, the jumper has the advantage of seeing when the quarterback's going to throw, and the offensive lineman knows what he should do or could do, but is it a feel?
Well, there's fundamentals involved with it. You know, when you got your hands on a blocker, you know, there's you can get a feel, and you got an idea where the ball's getting launched from and where the ball's potentially going to be thrown based on the play call in the huddle. And so you have a feel for then how the defender wants to defend it. If he lays off you or pulls the pressure off, then you have little tools in your basket that you can do to make sure he doesn't jump, if you know what I'm saying.
Yes, I do. Is there much you can do if the guy lays off, though? Is there much the lineman can do if the guy does lay off?
Yeah. You cut him.
Right.
You know what I mean? There's things you can do, you know, and I think, again, it's all coordinated. You know, and then there's times where it really falls on the quarterback to make sure he throws in the lane. So it's, you know what I mean? It's like us assigning blame or giving praise on each single play. You know, when I look at it, sometimes it's just coordinated badly, you know, or the guy was stalemated in pass rush, so his only line of defense to make a play is to just reach up, you know, where so. Or maybe it was just a poor throw by the quarterback, or maybe the line, you know, the tackle or the guard got bull rushed where he was too close to the court. So there, it's, you know, and it's not always obvious to somebody just watching the game, but those are the things that we look at and talk about.
See from Josh Cooper, obviously he had a couple catches, but just the overall picture of his first game, and if you think that he can still be in the receiver rotation of guys coming back.
Yeah, I thought it was a good start. He made a couple of contested catches, you know, that weren't the easiest, which is good. And then I saw him in the flow of the game, mentally and emotionally, and it looked to me like he was playing fast, which is what you want to see. So those are all things you can build on. And then I go into this knowing that he has a natural connection with Brandon. So I anticipate he'll continue to improve.
How big is the college connection of Luck, Hess, Leonard, and Whedon, and Cooper?
Well, I think it helps initially. And then, again, when they come in here, you know, they're learning what we do. It all runs parallel, you know. They've got to learn the routes we run, or the receivers, and then the quarterback's got to understand the timing and why and when we throw it to certain receivers. And so, but to have a natural feel for how a guy's going to get open and having developed that feel, I think it helps jumpstart it or jumpstart that relationship for sure.
Run defense was last week. How much does that impact your game planning for this week?
Well, each game's different, and we know they have talented players, and usually you get what you emphasize. So if that's something they feel, then I'm sure they'll tighten down on that. What's important, though, is that we try to put our guys in the best possible position to be successful, either running the ball or throwing the ball, and again, try to score points. And it ultimately more than they do, and that's the key.
I think we found a couple more guys
a little bit on Monday. What did you see out of him Sunday?
I'm sorry, I missed
Buster.
Buster.
In the slot Sunday against the Bengals, and he seems to have a good ability to bounce back after maybe he struggles a little bit. Do you see that in him?
Yeah, he's very resilient. Number one, I'll start with the back part of your question, but I think he's very resilient guy. I think he challenges and he's tough and he keeps getting back up and keeps going. You know, I think that's the way he plays. In terms of being in the slot, I thought he challenged pretty well. There was a couple times he was on AJ, you know, the one Joe's interception, you know, he contested it. There was one earlier where AJ made a play on him where he was tight in coverage. I don't know how the ball got in there. It's a great throw and a great catch. But I obviously, we'll fault Buster because he didn't get the ball out, but his position to defend it was good. Now he's just got to make the play. So you see that quite often with him. He practices fast. I think he plays fast. He's into it. And those are all the reasons why he'll continue to improve. Guys that will challenge, guys that will stay into it mentally and physically and play fast all the time, those guys have a chance to get better. And those guys are more in position more times to make plays. And so I think that's what Buster brings to the table.
Playing a significant role coming up, and just talk about where he's at right now, what you saw last Sunday, and where he's at as a kind of more of a prominent piece on the defense.
I think he had a good showing. It was really his first, solid amount of scrimmage snaps other than special teams. I thought he showed up pretty well. I saw some of the things that we were noticing in the preseason, and I've seen him. He practiced well yesterday, and he's practicing faster and faster every day. So some of the things I just mentioned about Buster show up in his play.